And right now at 8:51, let's check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. I hope everything's going well on your side of the fence.
Yeah.
And it looks like today, I think most of us are going to experience a relatively good day of weather. We do have a little disturbance, though, that's off to the west that is expected to work its way into the heart of the Midwest. So this morning, we already have some light snow falling across portions of Minnesota and South Dakota, Nebraska, northwestern Iowa. And it looks like this low pressure system will become a little better defined as we go through the afternoon today and into the night tonight. At that point in time, we will see the low pressure system move from northern Missouri and southern Iowa up into Michigan. And then as a result of that, we'll likely see some occasional snow that will occur, especially to the northwest of that line. So most of Iowa, Minnesota, where the eastern Dakotas, and Wisconsin will probably see most of the snowfall. Now, there'll be some rain that will develop to the east and south of the low-pressure center. That means areas coming up out of Arkansas and parts of Mississippi into Illinois, Indiana, and parts of Michigan will see some rainfall. Most of this rain will evolve as we get to the latter part of the afternoon and overnight tonight. It'll be light. It's not going to be like any of these storms we've seen in the past. Most of the precipitation totals will probably not be very impressive, just running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 2 or 3 tenths of an inch. There could be something a little bit greater, but mostly south of the Ohio River Basin area. And there will be a little bit of rain changing to snowfall as we get out across the Great Lakes region. So Michigan will probably see a little bit of a switch over to some snow. Most of those heavier snow accumulations will probably occur from Iowa into Wisconsin and upper Michigan. Those areas will probably see 2 to 4 and maybe some localized amounts up around 6 inches. But for the rest of the Midwest, I don't think we'll see nearly that much snow. In fact, most everybody is going to be either missed or just get a dusting of it. And after that system passes, there'll be two other disturbances that will come southeastward out of Canada, bringing some additional snowfall periodically to parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the northern Great Lakes region. This first event is going to occur on Wednesday, going into Thursday morning. And a follow-up system will occur probably on Friday going into Saturday. And both these events will be focused only on the Great Lakes region and should leave everybody in the lower Midwest with a basically dry weather bias. And then next week, things might get a little bit more interesting. A new low-pressure center of size may evolve in the plains and work its way into the heart of the Midwest. The models have been kind of debating over the significance of this event, and so as we move forward through this week, we'll have more news on that. That could be the next larger storm system to impact the Midwest. Now, our temperatures across the region are expected to be mostly warmer than usual as we move forward through this next several-day period. And that means that the snow that we've got in some areas is going to be melting away. At this point, I think the high temperatures will probably be warmest as we get into midweek. But even this afternoon, we'll look for the temperatures to warm up a little bit. We'll look for highs in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest. Tomorrow, we'll be looking at somewhat similar conditions. I think we'll run into a few 20-degree readings across some of the northern areas. And then later this week, we'll still see those 30s and 40s coming back after a brief little disruption. Now, down in South America, there's a lot of chatter today about Argentina's weather. They have been very hot and quite dry in the past week. Picked up a little bit of shower activity over the weekend, which was helpful, but they still have some dryness pockets, and it doesn't look like they're going to get a lot of rain next week, so keep an eye on them. But Brazil's weather will be almost ideal with a good mix of rain and sunshine. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot for that report. Have yourself a great day.
You do the same.
Meteorologist Drew Lerner joining us here on this Monday morning.